Among the 17 goals, two of them, one about improving health and the other trying to limit the impact of climate change, are totally interrelated. They're also related to other major SDG, for example, the eradication of poverty and extreme hunger. So it's absolutely necessary to relate the fight to reach these two goals, because of course there are direct and indirect impact of climate change on that affect global health, and that may jeopardize the progress that has been accomplished since the beginning of the century in the field of global health.
And is scientific research keeping up to speed with this evolution?
We try to. In fact, research is needed for two things. First, to have a good diagnosis. For example, it's not totally established, in spite of some polemic voices, that we are facing a major risk of having a global increase of temperature before the end of the century that may be of 3 degrees, and in some continental areas like Africa of 4 and 5 degrees, which will have terrible consequences for the all population living in those areas. But at the same time, we need to have more observation and more scientific research to better understand how it would impact the various regions, the various zones. For example, we know that on average, unfortunately, the level of the sea will increase because of climate change, and that it threatens all the urban areas on the coastal regions of the world, which are going to concentrate more than 70% of the population in the next 50 years. But we don't know exactly what will be the practical impact depending on the region. Will the worst consequences happen in some parts of the Mediterranean or on the coast of the Pacific Ocean or of the Atlantic Ocean? So we need research to better do the diagnosis, and we also need research to find solutions in terms, of course, of vaccines, of prevention measures in the field of health and in all other fields, in order to do the win-win solutions that may maintain a coherence between trying to mitigate climate change and at the same time not stopping and jeopardizing the economic growth that most countries in the world, especially in Africa, need.
And from your point of view, is this receiving sufficient political awareness? And by the same extent, is there sufficient funds and attention given to this problem?
What is clear is that we made major progress with the previous MDGs between 2000 and 2015, especially in the control of major pandemics like TB, malaria, and of course AIDS, although all these fights is not at all totally won, and we have to keep on doing this. Some significant progress have been obtained, although not sufficient in terms of reducing maternal mortality and child mortality, but the situation is still terrible in Africa, and we still need a lot of progress. But the question now is not to limit ourselves only to these aspects, but to be able to take into account the transition, what we call the epidemiologic transition, the fact that now it's in the south that the highest proportion of people in the world dying of chronic disease is happening, and we really need to strengthen health systems to be able at the same time to deal with emergency like Ebola and the risk of to the human safety of a new pandemics, but at the same time being able to guarantee access to care for all these chronic diseases. And I'm happy that this is now clearly included in the health SDG 3, but of course it will need a lot of additional efforts, research, but also funding.